News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
What up, D.O.?
Hey, Dan.
Trying to catch you off guard there. It's 7:06 at FM Talk 106.5. And get a little messy out there. We've got slick conditions, and we got people in a hurry to get to where they're going. Mostly work here in Mobile County, and that leads us to some problems on the road right now, and Kane's got the very latest with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got a truck versus a pole at Schillinger and House Ferry. Flooding on the causeway to eastbound I-10. The entrance ramp is closed. More flooding also at DIP at the Dog River Bridge as they've got the lights out at Hillcrest and Old Shell, and working accidents eastbound I-10 between Michigan Avenue at DIP and St. Stephen's Road and Southcraft Highway. Alliance Roofing is hiring experienced estimators and adjusters for both locations in Mobile and Baldwin County. Call 580-ROOF for details and see them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Don't miss Auburn Tiger football on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cadden, Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Lion Fry Cadden in Mobile or online, LionFryCadden.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Baldwin EMC reminds everyone to take precautions during and after hurricanes and offers these tips for safety during power outages. Stay away from downed power lines. Do not cut trees or branches that are near downed lines. Always treat downed power lines as though they are live wires. Don't connect an extension cord to a neighboring home or business. It can result in silent backfeed to the utility's electrical distribution system and harm electric system workers. For more safety tips, go to BaldwinEMC.com.
Yeah, speaking of Baldwin EMC, I've really enjoyed our conversations with the Vice President Mark Ingram over the past week with hurricane damage and hurricane recovery and power outages and recovery and all that. He's been solid.
Yeah, he's been keeping us up to date. He came on even before the storm hit to let us know their plans and preparations, and he's been steady all the way through. Yep. And now power outages down to below 5,000 for Baldwin EMC, and same for Riviera Utilities. And we were talking with Ingram yesterday. He said he was hoping by Sunday they would have
everything
power restored to everyone that was able to get power, because some homes it's still unsafe for them to actually have energy coming into the house. And Riviera Utilities, they also said they hope to have everyone back online by next week. So I can't imagine being one of those that's still without power. It's been 9 days.
Our own Dr. Bill.
Yeah, Dr. Bill still cranking that generator every single day, multiple times a day. So hopefully that power gets restored here in the next few days. If not, I'm hoping that everyone gets it today, but you know, might take a few more days.
Three big things: local Lowe's stores doing it again, offering a second round of free cleanup supplies. I'll tell you about that. Also, we have enough two Louisville police officers shot amid Breonna Taylor protests up in that city in Kentucky. And U.S. experts vow no cutting corners as vaccine tests expand. I've got a family friend who is, she's in the medical profession, and she's decided she's going to be one of those that's going to be, she's going to be a tester, I guess you would say, one of the vaccines.
A test subject.
Yeah. Okay, COVID. Speaking of COVID, we don't do the coverage like we did on a daily basis, kind of giving you a mathematical and emotional break from that. But maybe with a week's look at it, we talked about this, it's probably a better view.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And some good news, we're not out of the woods yet, but there is some good news not only nationally but here at home regarding the current COVID-19 numbers. Nationally, we now have nearly 7 million total cases of coronavirus, and right around 194,000 have died with the virus. Daily new cases have been fairly steady over the last week. As of last night, the nation is averaging 39,700 new cases per day. We've reached new highs in testing. On September 19th, a daily record was set with over 1,066,000 tests reported in a single day. We're now averaging a new high of 877,000 tests per day over the last 7 days. The percentage of people that do get tested and end up testing positive is at a new low of 4.5%. Daily deaths are down some to 730 per day. We've hovered around that average from September 8th through the 13th. It went up a little bit after that, but otherwise we're seeing fewer deaths per day than we have since mid-July. Right now, right around 30,000 people are currently hospitalized with the virus nationwide. That number has also been fairly steady over the last week, and it's right around the lowest number of people hospitalized with COVID since June 22nd. Now, taking a look at the state of Alabama, 147,153 cases total in the state since the pandemic reached Alabama, and 2,488 who've tested positive with COVID have passed away. There have been over 1 million total tests performed in the state, and currently 768 Alabamians are hospitalized with the virus. We're averaging 704 new cases per day and 11 deaths per day over the last week. The number of new cases per day has been between 650 and 750 per day for a few weeks now, while the average number of deaths per day dropped by about 1.5 since we last checked the numbers on Friday. Looking at our local numbers here, Mobile County has had 12,810 total positive cases since the pandemic came to town, and 285 have died with the virus in Mobile. Since our last update on Friday, there have been 183 cases added in Mobile County and 3 deaths. Baldwin County now has 4,954 total cases of coronavirus, and 45 have died. They've added 116 cases since Friday in Baldwin County and 1 new death. 69 people are currently hospitalized with COVID in Mobile as of the Mobile County Health Department's latest update yesterday. We've been right around that number for the last week, and it's the lowest number of people we've had in the hospitals in Mobile in months. During our peak at the end of July, over 200 were hospitalized with the virus. Mobile averaging only 28.5 new cases per day over the last week, while Baldwin County's averaging 19 per day. It's the lowest for Mobile since early June, and while Baldwin's has actually risen some over the last week, it's still right around the number that they were seeing in late June. And I'm interested to see how the storm affects the numbers in the coming weeks, because I think the numbers that we're seeing right now are maybe delayed in a way. Maybe these were the numbers we were seeing a week ago or 2 weeks ago when it really comes down to it. So with the power outages, with the storm recovery and assistance that everyone's been giving, I wonder how those numbers will change over the next few weeks. And I know some out there
are
saying,
or maybe not change.
Maybe they won't change, or maybe they'll go down because more people were staying at home. They've had to stay at home, but we'll see how that goes over the next few weeks. And looking at the counties in the state that have been affected most by the virus, Jefferson County still has the most number of cases and deaths, right around 18,500 cases for Jefferson County, and 336 have died there. Mobile County comes in second, Montgomery County third, Madison County has had the fourth most number of cases, Tuscaloosa County fifth, and Baldwin County for the longest time was sitting sixth in the number of cases in the state. They've actually been passed now by Shelby County, and Baldwin County now is number 7 on the list as far as number of coronavirus cases in the state of Alabama.
Amazing story that you unearthed about the college campuses. Over 37 colleges and universities gave out the stats, and it was something like 48,000 positive tests and 2 hospitalizations of those 48,000 students.
Yeah, so we've all seen the headlines. University of Alabama has over 1,000 students.
Kids packed in bars in Auburn and all that stuff, right?
Yeah,
sensational.
Yeah. And one man, Andrew Bostom, who describes himself as a research MD, he checked in, and I guess there's 38 colleges that have been providing numbers, 37 universities that have been providing numbers of their tests, and right around 48,300 have tested positive at those 37 universities. And like you said, Dan, two total hospitalizations and 0 reported deaths. That's, I believe, outstanding news, but it goes to show that this virus affects different people in different ways, and the younger and healthier you are, the less likely you are to succumb to the virus. The older and more immunocompromised you are, the harder toll the virus takes on your body.
And coronavirus may have wiped out the all-day breakfast at McDonald's. Do you know anything about this?
I have no idea.
So
I've
McDonald's
not heard about this.
Started doing more drive-through and curbside and all that, and stopped doing the breakfast when the pandemic hit, the all-day breakfast. which McDonald's started doing, a couple of years ago or so?
Yeah, they started a couple of years ago doing the limited breakfast menu all day long. I know some sausage biscuits fans were happy about that.
Well, the sausage biscuits fans are up in arms now because it looks like McDonald's, they told one of the spokespersons told Fox, we're now more efficient doing it this way. We learned during the pandemic the way to do things a little bit differently, and we may not go back to the all-day breakfast. So, there you go. Sorry to deliver that bad news, but we've been delivering bad news for a while here. 16 after 7 o'clock, and Auburn Sports Today on the way next.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kahan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
718, FM Talk 106.5. And, hey, tomorrow, starting for the first time tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Huddle Up with Jason Campbell, the former Auburn quarterback. He's going to talk Auburn and SEC football with me and Dalton. About 8:06 tomorrow.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to Tiger Talk tonight at 6 o'clock with head coach Gus Malzahn right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Yep.
7 o'clock, Tiger Talk Overtime with Doug Holton. And then, of course, the big game. Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. against Kentucky. You can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5. And pregame starts at 10.
Right now, Auburn Sports Today on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
And just like that, we're down to 2 days before Auburn's first football game of the season. Sophomore quarterback Bo Nix reflects on all the preparation for Saturday's clash with Kentucky.
I think our coaches have done a really, really good job of making sure that we've taken the time that we've gotten together and make sure that they put together a plan that we can execute. We're in game week and we had an extra week last week to kind of prepare, so we've kind of had 2 weeks to go for it, but they've done a really good job of keeping it kind of concise and simple for us, as we didn't have spring ball and we're still under a new year with Coach Morris, and we haven't even played a game with him yet, and so I feel like they've done a great job of preparing us and making sure that they're doing things that we're capable of doing, and they haven't been super crazy with it, and they just made sure that they're consistent with things, and I feel as a whole we're in a really good spot. Our guys are responding really well, and we're just really excited.
Nix and the Tigers hit the practice field today for the last full day of practice for the week. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Don't miss Tiger Talk tonight. It's radio only, so tune in right here at 6 o'clock to hear Coach Gus Malzahn live. We'll also be joined by Jeremy Roberts with Operations. He'll talk about what game day looks like, how things are a little bit different this year, and what you should pay particular attention to. Plus, Stan White, as he enters his 20th season behind the microphone as the radio color analyst. Should be a fun show tonight. Hope you'll join us for Tiger Talk. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
OnSide Auto Solutions is open and ready to take care of your hurricane auto damage. Insurance accepted for those big jobs or a quick fix for those minor scratch and dents. Call Heather today, 209-6114. OnSide Auto Solutions.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Robertsdale Power Equipment, we want to offer some safety tips when you're running equipment after a hurricane. Use extreme caution while operating a chainsaw. Never cut with the tip of the saw. Look for downed power lines and watch for metal objects that could be stuck in trees. Never run a generator inside. It could cause carbon monoxide poisoning. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by Hurricane Sally. The folks at Robertsdale Power Equipment are here and ready to help. Big commercial chainsaws now in stock at Robertsdale Power Equipment.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
For the SpringvilleToyota.com traffic center, four vehicles involved in an accident. I-10 westbound just outside the tunnel. It's really tying up traffic. I-10 westbound at 65. Fire department on the scene of another accident. We've also got more flooding at DIP and the Dog River Bridge where cars are stuck. Flooding on the causeway eastbound I-10. The entrance ramp is closed and they've got accidents still clearing eastbound I-10 between NAFCO and DIP at St. Stephen's Road and Southcraft Highway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwood. We are Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:23. So on Jeff Poor's show yesterday, executive director of the United Way of Baldwin County, they're busy these days, right? So Marina Simpson was a guest on Jeff's show yesterday, and she talked about her agency and food distribution, among other things.
So there's several different ways that people are getting fed. One of the ways we have set up points of distributions, and Baldwin County EMA has done a great job setting these up all across the county, from Orange Beach, Lillian, Seminole, Robertsdale. All of these points of distribution centers are on our website at unitedway-bc.org. So you can look at those resources there to see where these points of distributions are. This will be for water, MREs, ice, things like that. As far as hot meals, those are being set up in every community by every Rotary Club, bank, business you can imagine. There are really too many to list. But again, if you go to our website and look, we're trying to keep up with who is doing what where and get that information out to the community. Another way that we've been actively pushing out information is through our social media page, because as that information becomes available, we live in a day and time where people go to a Facebook page before they go to a website. So every time we get word that food is available somewhere, we are pushing that out to the community.
And this is something we've talked about, and on the text line too, she talked about tarps and why there seems to be kind of a shortage. Listen.
a complicated process through this has been securing tarps. Because of the COVID-19 crisis, our production companies that make tarps have slowed down their production because they're having to social distance, close plants as a case has arisen in their plant. So tarps are our greatest need that we are having a very hard time securing. But we are working with state, local, federal officials. United Way Worldwide has come into the mix to try to help get tarps into our community. That is a great need that we have, and COVID-19 has proven to make that process even more complicated.
Executive Director of the United Way of Baldwin County, very busy woman these days, Marina Simpson, who was a guest on Jeff Poor's show yesterday on FM Talk 106.5, and we encourage you to just keep listening all day. If you want local talk, if you want to know what in the world's going on in our world right here, FM Talk 106.5, nothing like it. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and of course, you've got Jeff Poor, and then Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, who, you know, again, he knows what's going on. He's got the contacts, and we get that information to you.
Yeah, and United Way just doing outstanding work. Once again, to find where their points of distribution are today, unitedway-bc.org. And she mentioned how hard it is to come by tarps now. Loxley, as of yesterday, in the Loxley Fire Department on Railroad Street, they had 100 tarps available yesterday. Not sure how many they have available today, but that might be a place to check out if you're in Loxley and need a tarp. Also,
we almost feel like we're creating traffic jams when we talk about something like that. You know, like suddenly,
yeah. And if you see traffic jams and you're not on I-10 or 65 or 98, then more likely it is a place that's got stuff they're giving
out in
Baldwin County. United Bank, they're setting up hurricane relief distribution sites today in Lillian and Magnolia Springs. Said they'll have a Morgan ice trailer with 300 bags of ice, and Pepsi Bottling Group of Atmore is supplying 100 cases of water. It'll begin today at 10 a.m. in Lillian at the Spanish Cove Clubhouse, and then 11 a.m. in Magnolia Springs at the Magnolia Springs United Bank office. Also, the Foley Lions Club, they're handing out free box meals at the Baldwin County Heritage Museum today from 4 to 6 p.m. in Alberta. They said one per person while supplies last. That's the Baldwin County Heritage Museum from 4 to 6 today. And the Choo Choo Food Truck in Silver Hill, Alabama, they'll be giving out food today from 4 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. in Foley, the Choo Choo.
Is that Choo as in C-H-E-W?
That's exactly right.
I like that. Boy, thanks to all the volunteers that are giving their time and their efforts and their talents in a time like this in Mobile County, and especially in Baldwin County right now, and also over in Florida and Pensacola. Appreciate you guys a lot for doing what you don't have to do to help your neighbors out. 728 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and lots of information on the way, including Dr. Bill Williams.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Let Mike Ward's Liberty Safes deliver for you. Purchase any Liberty gun safe, and Mike Ward's professional team will deliver ground floor, in-home, at 50% off the delivery price up to 50 miles. Shop the largest selection of Liberty Safes on the Gulf Coast. Choose any gun safe in stock and have it ground floor delivered for as low as $125 up to 50 miles. 12 months, 0% interest available on safes over $1,000. Don't wait. Come in today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B. I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the three Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America that black and brown lives mean nothing.
Two officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. President Trump not committing to a normal transition of power after November's election if he was to lose, suggesting there are problems with mail-in ballots, saying they'll lead to voter fraud. This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The world's most popular beverage, tea, is becoming more expensive. Supplies of tea leaves are tightening due to bad weather in some producer countries, labor shortages, port closures, and other logistical issues. Prices of wholesale tea leaves have jumped 50% since March, when they tumbled to their lowest levels in more than a decade due to oversupply. In another blow to the entertainment world, Disney is postponing the release of superhero movie Black Widow and Steven Spielberg's West Side Story until 2021. The films were among the biggest titles remaining on Hollywood's schedule for 2020. Black Widow was delayed by 6 months until May and West Side Story to December of 2021. The changes follow disappointing efforts to get people back into movie theaters after the pandemic shuttered cinemas worldwide in March. Crude oil up a nickel at $39.98 a barrel on Wall Street, features slightly lower after stocks tumbled yesterday with the Dow down 525. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, everyone. This is Randy Bergen, host of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Junior level, high school, and college level golfers, registration is now open for the Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic that will be held December the 29th and 30th. Now, the proceeds will benefit our friends at L'Arche Mobile. This junior golf scoreboard ranked event is a two-day, 36-hole tournament at Azalea City Golf Course. Golfers ages 9 to 22 will play in their respective age groups. To register for this Jimmy Green Tour hosted tournament, visit jimmygreentour.com, jimmygreentour.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It is 7:35 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and the good doctor with, after today, pretty good forecast, actually. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dan.
So a little rain today, and actually I'm seeing some rays of sunshine. What's going on? How soon does it leave? And then how's the weekend look?
Well, the tropical storm that was Beta that produced a lot of rain in Houston has now moved into northern Mississippi, and most of that rain now is well to the north of us. However, through the morning hours, there will be some showers that will move from the Gulf right over our area. And some of those could produce some heavy rain. Most of it will be brief. And then in between those showers, the sun will come out, another shower moves in. And that's the way it's going to be through the morning. Now, in the afternoon, things will start to improve. And I expect to be a warm day today, up around 85 degrees this afternoon. As I mentioned, we'll have sunshine in between those showers. Tonight, things look pretty good. Be partly cloudy. We'll cool into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, with the remnants of that tropical storm way out of our area now, on Friday, I expect mostly sunny skies and a high of about 85. Now, for the weekend, looking pretty good. Sunny skies and 85 on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday. Could see a few scattered showers in the afternoon. Sunday's high in the low 80s. And then on Monday, plenty of sunshine, a slight chance of a shower, again up to about.
We lost you for a second there, Dr. Bill.
Coming in.
Hello, Doctor.
Yes.
Okay. When he answered, it was all clear.
Yeah.
We just lost you for a moment there. All good. We know you got a power outage in the middle of a pandemic, so not everything's going your way right now.
I think you left us off at Monday. So what's coming up after Monday, weather-wise?
Well, there's some really good news. I guess Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have some nice cool air move in. And although we'll be in the low 80s on Tuesday, it'll be in the 70s with sunshine on Wednesday. So we got some warm weather for the next few days. Temperatures, well, about normal for this time of the year. And that'll carry us through the weekend. And then we do have that cooler weather coming in middle of next week.
24 hours from right now, the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. And we know the doctor is calculating that as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be exciting. So anyway, pretty good weather once we get through this morning rain.
Yeah, can't wait for that cooler weather next week. Now, with these showers moving into our area today, what's the risk of severe storms and also flooding?
If we do pick up a rather large or heavy shower, right now the ground is saturated, so that could produce some flooding. But so far, most of the showers that have been moving through are, over the last few hours have produced rather quick downpour, and they move on out. And I expect that's going to be the case on through the morning hours, and then just a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. And of course, after that, it looks good for tomorrow and also for Saturday with no rain in the forecast.
Got a question on the text line, Doc, and it's got to do with that African coastline that we see that you referenced when you're talking about storms forming. And said, Dan and Dalton, would one of you please ask Dr. Bill why storms seem to originate there? I think we talked about this last week where they don't really originate there, or they're all... Anyway, you take it from there.
Well, there are...
What do I know?
There's a pattern when we get into the fall in which disturbances, low-pressure areas, develop between the Sahara Desert and tropical Africa. And those disturbances move from east to west, and eventually they come out over the Atlantic. And a number of those will develop into tropical storms and possibly into hurricanes. The majority of them will eventually dissipate, but every so often they will develop, and they continue to move west. Sometimes they don't even develop into a tropical storm until they approach the Caribbean, where conditions may become more favorable. But that's why so many form there, the disturbances coming off the landmass.
And speaking of the development of those storms, anything developing right now that you're keeping your eye on?
Yeah, it's remarkably quiet at the moment. We don't have any named storms. We don't have any tropical depressions. It's quiet all across the tropical Atlantic. The Caribbean looks good, and the Gulf of Mexico. So let's enjoy at least a few days, because it's still a long way to the end of the hurricane season.
740 at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again, Dr. Bill Williams, and we will talk to you a couple of times in the morning.
Okay, Dan.
Here we go. Dr. Bill. And weekend's going to be pretty nice, it looks like.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And I know a lot of people, including me, who have not gotten out and picked up every limb in the yard yet. I've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah.
But some nice weather to get that done this weekend. And, of course, looking forward to the cooler weather next week. But it's so great to have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams call us and talk with us every day, especially during hurricane season. And remember, we've had 9 storms make landfall already this year. Mm. That's the most since 1916. And we still have, I think, 2 months to go. Mid-November is really when hurricane season starts to wrap up. So it's important to listen and keep an eye on the tropics with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
And learn, like that texter from Magnolia Springs, learning mm-hmm. about the Sahara Desert and the role it plays in storms that end up in our neighborhood. Isn't that mm-hmm. crazy? 740 FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Hey, my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape stopped by the studio, and I've been following all the work y'all are doing in our area on Facebook and Instagram. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a little overwhelming, especially the first 3 days or so. I feel like we have a much better plan now. So thanks for having me in. And, you know, one of the things we're seeing is just about 70% of the work our maintenance crews are going to be able to take care of. They're out every day now, and they're running through their regular route and, you know, cutting up a few limbs and dragging those things to the street and just getting people's homes cleaned up and back in order. I think that's serving a pretty big purpose there. I mean, folks are just happy to see it look nice mm-hmm. at their place. But the other 30% is a little bit more in depth, you know, trees laid over and trees down. Our construction crews are taking care of that, and that's just a little more in depth, and that's going to take a little more time. But we're going to take care of our customers and take care of our community as long as it takes to get these people back in order.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. Thanks for what you're doing.
Man, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hello, I'm Tom Holman, former acting director of ICE. You know I'm passionate about our country, and I fight for what's right. That's why I'm also passionate about talk radio, because you're the most informed and patriotic people in America. My friends at the Federation for American Immigration Reform support talk radio for the same reasons. With your help, they fight for immigration reforms that enforce the laws and protect our jobs, ensure national security and public safety. And like me, FAIR has never given up and never will. I hope you'll stay in the fight, because our country's at a crossroads between dangerous open border policies and common sense immigration reforms that put American interests first. Get involved if you're not. Stay involved if you are. We've got a lot to do, and FAIR is leading the charge. Go to fairus.org. That's fairus.org. Again, I'm Tom Holman, and thanks for listening. Keep listening, and God bless this great nation.
From the Premier Medical Traffic Center, we have accidents all with injuries at eastbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan. 2 accidents eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. Also, 2 accidents I-10 between the Wallace Tunnel and Canal. You see, we've got flooding on the causeway to eastbound I-10. The intertramp is closed. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs, all board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. 7:43. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. 7:43, and Sean's got the fishing report with Doctor with Captain Bobby.
He could be a doctor.
He could be
a fishing.
He's a he's a doctor of fishing. That's right. So anyway, Captain Bobby and Sean. That's later on this half hour.
Yeah, this segment of the show brought to you by our friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and Trey Bennett and his crew do a fantastic job. I'm thinking specifically of my backyard, but I know so many of you out there maybe had some junk back there, sheds, old sheds that have a bunch of stuff in it you don't use anymore, or trampolines, and you were maybe hoping, didn't say it out loud, but you were wanting the storm to maybe blow it to another part of town so that you didn't have to deal with it
That's
anymore.
That's funny, Dalton.
But if that didn't happen and that old shed or something of that nature still standing in your backyard, why don't you give Trey and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK a call or visit their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They make it as convenient as possible. Once you schedule your appointment with them, they show up when you expect them. The pricing is up front, so they're not going to get you on the back end like so many companies seem to do. They let you know exactly how much you'll pay for it before they come out. And in this age of COVID-19, I know so many out there are still worried about coming into contact with people they don't know. Well, you don't even have to get in talking range of the folks with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You let them know exactly what you want them to pick up, and they'll take care of it and dispose of that junk responsibly. So give them a call today, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and schedule your pickup there.
I know there's a story in the news that you've been focusing on this morning, kind of off the air. So we can talk about it a little bit right now.
Yeah, this was a story and a murder that happened about 4 years ago. And it was so heartbreaking when this happened. And I was disgusted. And there was a young mother, Delana Powell, who was on her way to work. And it was early October 18th, 2016, very early in the morning. If I remember, it was like 4, 5 a.m.
Yeah, I think it was 4.
And we heard about this going into the morning show that day. Yeah. And according to a story from WKRG, yesterday a jury found one of the shooters in that murder, Israel Hall, guilty of felony murder for the death of Delana Powell. Police said the motive for her murder was robbery and that they were just waiting. Anyone who stopped in that area of town on that particular morning would have been a target. But this was a young mother who ended up getting killed on her way to work early in the morning.
It's wrong place, wrong time.
Mobile Police Department's been investigating this for a long time. I mean, it happened 4 years ago, and they determined that they took into custody Israel Hall and Antonio Lang. Now, Hall, 16 years old, was charged with felony murder. 18-year-old Antonio Lang was charged with 2 counts of capital murder, and Lang's trial set for 2021. But again, Hall, they found him guilty for felony murder. And District Attorney Jennifer Wright released a statement. She said, "We're happy that after 4 years, justice has finally been served for this truly innocent victim. I would like to thank Assistant District Attorney Jessica Catlin, the Mobile Police Department, and the entire MCDA team for their work on seeing that Israel Hall was held accountable for his actions." So for me, that's a story that I've been wondering about, and I was absolutely heartbroken when that news came out early that morning in 2016, and it's great to see, at least so far, one of the murderers found guilty for that.
Yes. So as people who communicate on the radio, sometimes y'all don't realize that certain stories get to us and we've got to talk about them on the radio. And I've had some tough mornings when I've come into a former employer and talk about things that happen overnight. And it's you know, we're on the air, but things break our hearts too. 747 FM Talk 106.5, sports on the way.
Yeah, so tonight, South Alabama, second ever home game at Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium, and the UAB Blazers are making that trip down from Birmingham. Game's going to be on ESPN. I'll let you know more about that and why odds makers don't like South chances tonight, coming up in sports.
Stop it.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old Delana Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning, 10 till 8, FM Talk 106.5, time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tonight, live on ESPN, the South Alabama Jaguars will play their second game ever at the brand-new Hancock-Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus. The Jags, who are 1-1 this season, will be welcoming rival UAB to Mobile for a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. Last season, the Blazers defeated the Jags in Birmingham 35-3 in the only meeting ever between the two universities. Unfortunately, former Spanish Fort Toro Tyler Johnston will not be playing quarterback for UAB tonight after he suffered an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. So that's tonight, 6:30, ESPN. UAB comes to Mobile to face South, and the Blazers currently 7-point favorites. But it's good to see the national spotlight on Mobile once again. 7:50, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, the fishing report with Captain Bobby Abruscato. And that does it for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
We've got a lot going on now. FM Talk 106.5 at 7:52. Look at all the people in here, Dalton.
So many people.
Including Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, that's right. One of the many throngs that are in here. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, our buddy from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abruscato. Good morning.
You'll need all kinds of stuff from them right now, man, because they're eating everything. I can tell you that.
Well, okay, that's the question. Yeah, so post-storm, you know, I've talked about this, I don't know, 1,000 times over the decades. So the storm is gone and the fish are hungry?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, to answer your question, correct. Yeah, it's been really good. Started back last Saturday and been every day since. And, you know, no big surprises as far as like a pattern goes. Everything still was kind of right where we left it pre-storm. And, water clarity is fine from the I haven't been in the bay just because of the wind directions we've been having. We've been having a pretty sporty east and northeast winds for the last week, and that kind of sends me down into the sound area. But the water's just beautiful down there. We didn't get enough, you know, local rain to ruin anything down that way. And big thing that's changed is the water temperature dropped pretty dramatically, probably over 10 degrees. Wow. And that's big time when you start talking about water temperature drops in that range. You know, a couple degrees is a big drop, but 10 degrees is a lot. And but with that, the fish have stayed active well into the day. It's kind of it was kind of like almost instantly switched us over to this fall pattern where the water temperature's gotten under 75 degrees. And that's you know, triggers that usually, or sends them into that full transition. I think it was nearing it before the storm, but I think this kind of sent it that way. And you know, and you and I talked last week, too. One of the concerns we had was the runoff from upstate from that storm, and I think we dodged that, although I'm keeping my fingers crossed right now with this system that's coming through, what it's going to send down this way. But so far, so good.
Yeah, they're getting a pretty good bit of rain in the Tom Bigbee and the Alabama Basin. I don't know it's going to be enough to put Barry Steam Plant over 7 or so, so maybe we can, you know, skirt that. But you talk about, I'm going to go back to this, a 10-degree temperature drop. I mean, if we weren't doing that through rain, that could take weeks this time of year.
Oh, yeah. That 10 degrees, is a lot for a water temperature. You know, air temperature-wise, obviously, that can happen overnight and some. But water, to drop the water temperature like that, that's dramatic. And, you know, and again, it's the fish react to that. They're cold-blooded, which means that their body temperature is almost exactly the same as their surroundings. So they really, really feel it, and it determines how they act. And I just, you get in this range, to me, where you're in the upper 60s to below 75, it's kind of like a really good temperature range to keep fish active in real shallow water. It gets much colder than that, and they tend to drop off the ledges and get into the channels and the deeper water. It gets much hotter than that. The same thing happens, but we're in that range right now where they stay active foot and a half of water all day long, you know, and there's so much bait to keep them up there too. So it's been a lot of fun if you enjoy that kind of fishing, which I really do. Now, I haven't had a chance to do much structure fishing, again, mainly because of the wind. It doesn't mean that the fish aren't there. Live bait, I haven't even tried to get. I'm sure that's probably tough to get right now, but I haven't needed it, man. It's been a lot of fun just fishing the Arties and, you know, going down there with the rods already rigged up and not having to worry about, you know, changing baits and that sort of thing. Baits have just been shrimp imitations under a popping cork. I like the Voodoo shrimp and the Gulp Manis shrimp. Both of those are at McCoy's if you need them. And then the slick lure, we've had some good starts to the trips all week long with topwater baits too, which is another kind of a harbinger of the fall bite being on. Spring and fall bite being on is when you're catching them on topwater like that. And that's been a lot of fun to start a trip, as you well know. Out catching with a few of them, knocking the lure out of the water.
You're killing me. You know, I love it. All right. Somebody wants to get out right now and get after them or get a trip booked here for this fall or into the winter because you're fishing 24/7. How they get in touch with you?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and it's got all of the contact information on it. And you can just hit us there with your preferred dates, or we can recommend the dates for you based on the tide. I'm getting a lot of calls for that right now because, again, you know as well as I do, even better, how tide sensitive our delta and river systems are. So you really want to pick those good tides, and we can help you with that.
I love it. And also, how about that Facebook page?
Go to Facebook is A-Team Fishing, and there's a really cool video up there right now that we did that'll kind of give you a little taste of what's going on right now.
I love it. All right, Captain Bobby, we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see Chip and the gang. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.
Guy's one of the happiest people in the history of radio. Is he just happy all the time because he loves what he does?
Yeah. He gets a
pretty
fish
cool
for a living.
Not bad. 7:58 FM Talk 106.5.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help. Need to file your taxes but your local tax shop is closed?
We can help!
Our certified tax agents will work with you over the phone to get your unfiled tax returns in order.
Have you received a wage garnishment notice or bank levy?
We can help.
Our legal team will negotiate with the IRS to remove garnishments, levies, and penalties. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and don't know what to do?
We can help.
Our professional experts have been in your shoes. They are compassionate, honest, and will find a resolution plan that's best for you. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-524-9701. That's 1-800-524-9701.